Hello, everyone. On this Thursday morning, welcome to the podcast today, February the 4th, 2021. My name is Joanne, and I want to thank you. Those of you who come and listen to the podcast is such an incredible encouragement to me. And again, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen. I know that God is pouring out strength and power on his people today, and I'm really excited about the path of scriptures that I walked down today as I was doing the radio ministry. And so I'm excited for what God's going to pour into your life today. It's just so much in the Word of God to align our hearts to God's heart, and I'm thankful that every day, you know, he pours out daily bread, the things that we need. I'm thankful that there is power in the Word. I'm thankful that he loves us, and he sees our frailty. He sees our mess, and he loves us anyway, and he lifts us up. So I just start out thanking him and praising him. I'm sure you've heard the song by Amanda Cook. It talks about leaning back in the loving arms of a beautiful father. That was how my day started out. And I'm just so encouraged that God invites us to lean back, to kick back, and just to be refreshed in his presence. You know, not having to work for anything, just allowing his presence to come and to minister to us and to encourage us. So hope you can do that. Lay all your burdens down. Lay them down before the Father. And I even had a point this morning just inviting God into a place that I was hurting. And oh, here he came. Here he came with his truth. And I'd read an old post-it note that I found in a book earlier this week. It says, it doesn't matter what the wound is, the message is always the same. And it's that the enemy wants to separate us from the truth that God loves us and that he accepts us and that he has promised to be everything that we will ever need him to be. We're not rejected. We're chosen. We're valuable. We're loved. And he likes to be with us too. Okay. So just keep those messages close in your heart. One of the scriptures is found in Matthew chapter 11. It's just this invitation from Jesus. Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, your burden down, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You know, those heavy things that would try to weigh us down, those heavy chains, you know, metal is heavy. And here comes Jesus just to smash those things so that we feel his grace and his lightness. You know, when we're yoked up with Jesus, he's the one that's pulling the heavier part of the load. And we're just invited to walk along beside him. Amen. The one who created us, spirit, soul, and body, our Father, he knows when he needs to minister to our physical bodies, whether we're tired and we need rest, or we're in pain, or we're sick, and he needs to strengthen us with the power of his spirit or heal us. He knows what our bodies need. He created our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions. He knows when we need comfort. He knows when we need soothed or when we need our anxieties calmed down. The thoughts in our mind, you know, he brings us just that peace of mind. But then he knows how to minister to our spirit as well. He knows when the power of the Holy Spirit, the truth of his word, needs to go into us. And I find if he can get that in the middle of us, you know, right in our innermost being, transformation and change takes place in the body and in the soul. So I give him praise for that. Here's a verse of scripture. I didn't look it up, but it's like God wants us to know, I am, okay? He is the God who is I am, never changing. He is immovable. He will never stop being who he has covenanted with us to be. And his word says, I will be their God, and they will be my people. Wow, we have a God. I mean, we have a God who is strong and mighty. He's not weak. He is not disengaged. He is not disinterested. And he is definitely not discredited. I mean, do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like the enemy comes along to discredit who God is because he hasn't answered the prayer the way that we've been waiting for? I mean, you know, did God really say? You know, it goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, where the enemy tried to discredit God. And it's like, well, he must not be able to work through this one. He must not be powerful enough. Ha! Okay, God will not be discredited. And so I went to Romans chapter 4. It's talking about Abraham. His faith. It begins with verse 19. It says, "And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was about 100 years old," talking about to produce a child, "and the deadness of Sarah's womb," she was already past menopause. Verse 20, "he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God." Do you want to strengthen your faith? Start giving glory to God. Start praising him for his faithfulness. Start praising him that he is I am, that he is our God, and he has made us his people. You will find that your faith is strengthened when you give him worship and praise. And I believe this is such a word for the church right now. Praise him. Worship him. And I think this is going to be the word for a while until we see God move in power. We will be strengthened in our faith as we give him glory. Verse 21, "being fully convinced that what he has promised, he is also able to perform." You know, that faith in us is when we are fully convinced. It doesn't matter what we see with our eyes or what we hear with our ears. We are fully convinced that he is I am, that he is our God, and that we are his people, and he will not fail. When we rise up in this kind of faith, we get verse 22. "Therefore, it was accounted to Abraham for righteousness." God is pleased when we trust in him. God is pleased when our faith is in him and we believe that what he has promised, he is able to perform. Amen. So I hope by now your faith is getting strengthened. You know, just the truth of God's word has the power to strengthen our faith. Especially speaking it out. Come on. All right. Here's another verse of scripture. It's found in Jude chapter 1, verse 24. "Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the throne of his glory with exceeding joy." You know, God's able to keep you from stumbling. He's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you fall. You have to believe that you are held firmly in his hand. And this scripture is true. He's able to keep you from stumbling. I mean, you are walking hand in hand with God. I don't know if you've ever walked with your children. If they started to fall, you'd grip onto their hand and pull them up a little bit, wouldn't you? This is our God. He's able to keep us from stumbling and to present us faultless, without guilt, without blame, without reproach, without shame, without condemnation, before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. So any lie that God's going to fail us, any lie that you're going to fail, we crush that under our feet. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, it's just a lie. We're not going to buy that. So God is faithful. He always has been, and he always will be. God gives strength and power. So let's turn a corner here. We're going to go to Psalm 68, verse 35. You know, these scriptures, I mean, if they're ministering to you, you get them on a note card. You say them two or three times a day, and you will be so amazed at just the transformative power of the Word of God in you, especially coming out of your mouth. In other words, you got to speak them out, okay? Reading, yeah, that's really good. Try speaking them out. Try declaring these things over your life. You'll be surprised at the transformation that takes place in your innermost being and in your thoughts and even in situations around you. The Word of God is powerful. Psalm 68, verse 35. Oh God, you are more awesome than your holy places. The God of Israel is he who gives strength and power to his people. You know, if God sees you like you're feeling kind of weak, you feeling like you got no might or strength, he's not looking at you saying, what's the matter with you? No, he's saying, I am unending power. I am unfallible strength. Here, I will give you of myself. I will give you what you need. We have a God who shares. Okay, we have a God who lends and he gives. And there's just an abundance. He never runs out and he loves to give. It's not, he doesn't get disgusted with how often we need it. I mean, it is actually his joy to give strength and power to those who are weak. Isaiah chapter 40. You know this one. I'm scrolling down. Okay. Oh, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he never faints nor is weary. He doesn't get tired of this, okay? His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. So this is the nature and the character of our God. And I mean, this is just how much he loves his children. And his supernatural power, his supernatural words, his supernatural life, he just loves to breathe it in to his people so that they can be strengthened and encouraged and empowered. I mean, he takes no pleasure in us feeling yucky. He takes no pleasure in us feeling discouraged. And it is always his desire for us to be filled with joy, filled with power, filled with strength. Okay? You can even say at the top of our game, okay? That brings so much pleasure to him. Amen? Oh, good stuff, God. Do you want to be someone who speaks and brings transforming words and life to others? Because this is something the Lord, there's the mega boom. This is something that the Lord spoke to me earlier today. When we declare and speak what God is saying, there is power in our words. I'm going to say that again. When we speak what God is saying, when we declare that out, there is power in our words. And I mean, if you want to be the kind of person that not only brings that life and transformation in your own metron, in your own sphere of influence, but I mean, you want to bring that to others. You know, if you can tap into what the Holy Spirit is saying and speak that out, your words will produce life and power for others. Let me go back to this. You know, there's a difference between soul and spirit. You know, the sword of the Spirit divides. These are two different words in the Greek language, in the spirit language. You know, the word for spirit has to do with, it's like the breath of God, the wind of God. The soul is like your psyche, your mind, your will, and emotions. And a lot of people will speak out of their mind what they think. They'll speak out of their emotions, what they're feeling. They'll speak out of their will, which is their own agenda. But those things will not carry the transformative power and life of the Spirit, because we have to train ourselves to hear Spirit. We have to train ourselves to hear the Holy Spirit and speak what he is saying. I feel a lot of power on this right now. And how do we do that? Well, it comes through surrendering to the person of the Holy Spirit. Okay, our lives laid down for 100% of who the Holy Spirit is. I mean, not just 25%. Of the Spirit, not 50, not 75, not 90, but 100% surrendered to the authority of the Holy Spirit in our life. And whatever He wants to do, we respond to, okay? I mean, that is where we tap into and we train ourselves to hear. It's when we're willing to yield, when we're willing to surrender fully to the Lord. So, I mean, if we want to be able to access the things of the Spirit of God, we have to be surrendered and yielded to Him, okay? I cannot emphasize that enough. If you want a greater anointing on your words, if you want a greater anointing in the ministry, okay, that God has called you to, then it's going to take surrender to the Holy Spirit. All four Gospels, John the Baptist says that Jesus is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Some of them, he says, he baptizes in the Holy Spirit and fire. So I've said this before. There's a podcast a week or two ago about Holy Spirit baptism, the gifts, the miracles, the whole bit. Jesus is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit. It's not the Holy Spirit baptizes you in the Holy Spirit. You got to go to Jesus to get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So it's actually Jesus' desire for every one of his followers to have an Acts 1:8 experience or encounter. And it says, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. There will be a boldness, there will be a power, there will be an anointing on your life when you encounter the fullness of the Holy Spirit. He even said to his disciples, wait in Jerusalem. Don't try to do ministry apart from being filled up with the power of the Holy Spirit. And one thing that I've discovered about the Holy Spirit, when we honor everything that He is, 100%, we honor, whether it's the boldness, singing in the Spirit, praying in the Spirit, speaking in tongues, everything that He is, whether it's the dancing, the laughing, the lifted hands, you know, the whole thing, 100%, when we will honor that, and when we declare that especially, it's like the word says in Samuel, I will honor those who honor me. And there is a greater boldness and anointing that comes on us when we honor the person of the Holy Spirit, when we don't relegate him to a part of the Christian life that's just kind of a theory, but we actually bring the person of the Holy Spirit, you know, just right into the very core of who we are. And we're not ashamed to speak about these things, you know. So, surrender, 100%. Let's talk about the fullness. Love these prayers of Paul, because this is God's desire for his people. Paul prayed some amazing prayers. This one starts in about verse 14 of Ephesians 3. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge. We'll say that again. To know what even passes knowledge. And that's talking about experiencing it. We can know it or we can experience it, okay? I want to experience him, okay? To know the love of Christ. You know, let me dig into this a little bit better. This word know, it means to know by experience, not just have head knowledge, okay? Let's say it like this. To experience the love of Christ that passes what you know in your head, okay? That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You see, the filling of the fullness of God is not something you know, it's something that you experience. We actually get to experience the fullness of God, the person of his Holy Spirit filling us. And that is Jesus's intention. Baptized in the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus said, John chapter 7, out of your innermost being will flow rivers of living water. And then it goes on to say, this he spoke of the Holy Spirit who would be given. So we have the river of the Holy Spirit flowing from the throne of God into our innermost being and then flowing out of us so that other people can drink. Okay? The more that we let him flow into us, the more people be able to drink of our life. And so I want to wrap it up with one more passage of scripture that I absolutely love, Ezekiel 47. Because the prophet saw a vision of this river flowing from the throne of God. And I always thought Ezekiel was so serious. But one day I got a revelation on this, and it's actually kind of funny. In this vision, he was with a man who was basically an angel. And he had a line in his hand, and he measured out into the river 1,000 cubits, and the water came up to his ankles. The man measured out another 1,000 cubits, and the water only came up to his knees. He measured another 1,000 cubits, and by then it was up to his waist. Again, he measured another 1,000 cubits, and the prophet finally realizes, I am never going to be able to cross this river, for the water was too deep. And goes on to say, it's water in which one must swim, a river that cannot be crossed. Because if you think you can cross this river of the Holy Spirit, if you think you can get across all that he is always going to be deeper still. He is a river that cannot be crossed. And what that speaks of is you will never be able to exhaust all that God is, all that his Spirit is. It's impossible. You will never know all there is to know. So what do? Well, just turn around and swim. Okay. Basically, catch the current and just start swimming. Just start flowing in the current of the Holy Spirit. Because this river of the Holy Spirit, it's not about knowing all there is to know in your head. It's, are you able to go with the flow? Okay. God has designed us to catch a wave and flow in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, to flow in this current, because it goes on to say, verses 9 and 10 of Ezekiel 47, that wherever these rivers go, it's going to bring life. Every living thing that moves will live, and even the dead things, it's going to bring back to life. And this is why the Father wants us strengthened with might and with power. Through his Holy Spirit, he wants us to be able to swim in the current, the anointing, and the flow of the Holy Spirit. And he wants us to be able to take that life everywhere we go. So, Father, we thank you right now for the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire. Jesus, we thank you so much that you baptize us in all that you are. Father, we want to be filled with your fullness. We want this anointing just to increase and to operate in our lives in a fresh new way. Father, anyone who is wearied or burdened, Father, let life come upon them even now, the life and the fullness of the Holy Spirit and what they were created to experience in you. I thank you, Father, that it is more than head knowledge. I'm thankful, God, that you didn't stop there. But, Father, you took it 18 inches lower into our innermost being to fill us up. And as your word says in Ephesians, be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Okay. Be strengthened with power and might. He's doing it. He loves you. Until next time.